This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. With President Trump due to meet Chinese President Xi Jinping down in Florida tomorrow, we turn now to the geopolitics of corporate bankruptcy. There are some concerns being expressed in political Washington about Chinese investors maybe making a bid for the nuclear reactor division of now bankrupt Westinghouse Electric and its attendant technologies. As with many things China-related, especially since the campaign, Marketplace's Adam Allington explains that Chinese investment in the United States right now, it's complicated.
Last year, foreign direct investment in the U.S. by Chinese companies tripled to $46 billion. Now, some lawmakers are concerned, as they tend to be when some foreign countries try to snap up American companies and their technology.
It's all very similar to 20, 30 years ago when the Japanese came in.
Linda Lim is a professor of strategy at the University of Michigan. She says foreign investment creates jobs, fosters innovation, and countries that trade with one another are much less likely to go to war.
We have to take a long-term view. So 20 or 30 years, yeah, the main benefit is that the Chinese learn, I guess you would say, how to do things the American way, which is what we want, right?
The exception to this rule, however, are deals that might impact national security. This is where China is different from, say, Germany or the UK.
There's a difference between an ally and a peer competitor with a stated intention of challenging American hegemony.
Daniel Rosen is a partner with the research group Rhodium. He says there are multiple reasons the U.S. wouldn't want China to acquire sensitive technology. Its relationship with North Korea, for one. But in the cases where the government does step in, he says the reasons should be clear and direct.
It's very important that we make clear to potential investors in the future, both Chinese and others, how the U.S. system works.
Now, China has imposed capital controls on its companies. Rosen says he expects the level of Chinese investment to stay high, but not increase. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.